Good afternoon. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News Update. A three-week market sell-off has intensified today as the uncertainty continues over tariffs and their effects. The Dow has dropped 900 points this afternoon, or 2%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is off 4%. Stocks have been under pressure as investors fret over a possible recession because of tariffs put in place by the Trump administration. Part of the concern is that these tariffs could drive prices higher, thus making it harder for the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. Speaking of which, car costs like loans and insurance have put Americans behind on car payments at a record level. Fitch Ratings reports 6.6% of subprime auto borrowers were at least 60 days past due as of January. This is the highest level since the agency began collecting data. Analysts say rising vehicle prices and a 9 to 14% interest rate on car loans are translating into steep monthly payments. In Wicomico County, the executive is holding a budget hearing today. A heavy turnout expected in a battle really over school funding. That meeting begins at 6 o'clock tonight at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center. And city leaders in Milford are discussing water infrastructure today. A proposed $8.5 million bond issuance for utility improvements and other capital projects is up for public review. That meeting happens at 6 o'clock tonight. And then voters in Milford will decide on the bid April 26 from 10 to 6. That vote happening at the Milford Public Works Building. Steve Hammond, WBOC News.